Hello again. This is Zahi with John Mercer, CIO at Rural Community College in Northwestern North Dakota. John, thank you for joining us and thank you for helping me understand what it means to run a college beyond the classroom. Who helps us shine? People like yourself, people like facilities, people like our counselors, people like our food service, but technology is integral. If we don't have technology, we're not attractive. We can't reach the audience where they are, the way they'd like it. And really, we cannot reach certain aspects of the education. So walk us through why colleges and universities and even schools are adopting those common portal apps and what you look for in one of them.
Sure. Yeah, it's definitely been a trend. And so, you know, I think it first helps to look into the, you know, why or what motivates one to even start going down that road. And the answer lies in that, as you alluded to, that, I mean, the technology is everywhere, right? In every experience and for almost every employee. And there is a lot of it. And so there ends up being a lot of different potentially point solutions that you utilize through your journey and your time that you're a student with a university. And it can be very disparate where you hop into, you know, app A, app B, app C, app D on whatever device you're happening to use. And there ends up being value in having a single pane of glass that you can try and route your students to as the launch point, then to access anything tied to their experience. So whether that's you know, events that are going to be on campus that are athletics related or student life related, or they're going to want to get into their student information system to access their class schedule or potentially even interact with add drop classes, et cetera, or the actual coursework for whatever classes they're a part of in their LMS system, or their identity from a system that they use to pay for stuff, right, anywhere on campus at coffee carts or dining services or bookstore or checking stuff in and out at the library, laundry, parking, all of that jazz, right, instead of necessarily having a bunch of different stores that you would interact with those services, it can provide, in the end, a better experience if you can provide kind of a single pane of glass that brings it all together. The real challenge ends up being, though, doing that effectively, right? Because you have this smattering of all these tools and products that folks end up interacting with to try and have a single platform that can bring those together in a meaningful way that accomplishes what your goal is, right? To have a good experience. Might be easy to say, but harder to accomplish in the real world when that single platform here, right, has to, you know, it can't necessarily provide all of those things. It has to partner with the third parties that really specialize in those areas. So to be able to have the center kind of pane of glass partner with these other pieces to deliver the stuff they can't do and do that in a way that's going to be as good or better than having just gone directly to the destination you wanted can be a real challenge. And so that's where it just takes a lot of detailed work to know kind of what your goals are, what your systems are, and how nicely they're going to play together.
Let me make sure that I'm understanding it. You're not saying that those applications, pieces of software are getting rid of the SIS, getting rid of the LMS, getting rid of the scheduling software. What you're saying is, no, we're keeping them. So there is no change from an experiential perspective to the end user, aka the student. Now you're bringing them into one place rather than having to hop on this or that piece of technology. You come into one place. Does that mean that it's more secure? Or tell me more. What's your thought?
Sure. Yeah. So I would say, I mean, I would actually say that, I mean, it does change the experience. To your point, no, in many cases, these large systems that you already have, you know, your registration system for classes and your LMSs where the students and the faculty go to interact with their psychology or physics or whatever classes, that single portal isn't going to then replace them and be it. But you're going to need this single pane of glass to partner and integrate with those systems to provide, you know, as good or a better of an experience. So that then really starts to get into the details of, you know, what the particular product is, because sometimes these portals can take the content from those third-party systems, but present it natively in this single pane of glass dashboard. And so you still get to live within, you know, let's say the browser page or the mobile app of your portal, or other times that integration just won't, the level of integration won't exist to deliver a better experience natively through that windshield. And so then it will punch you out into that other product, but ideally automatically log you into it to spare you that process. So you still get to have kind of initial launching point and kind of maybe your information board, all right, your directory, so to speak, to get to the next place. But whether that experience stays native to that portal or whether you get punched out to that third party platform depends upon the specific product and the complexity of what it's going to deliver. Because it tends to be a spectrum where if there's a ton of functionality in that world, then a lot of times you're going to have to get punched out into that third party world of your LMS if you're going to get really into the weeds. But you might have kind of a mixed world where, let's say, your class schedule might present through that app or that portal webpage to give you a peek into, hey, here are the classes that I have today, if there's been any changes or one-off cancellations. So you can get your initial like level one set of functionality delivered there. But if you want to get deep into certain workflows in it, then it might bump you out into that third-party product. So a lot of flexibility. So they're very, very capable, but because there's so much flexibility, they tend to be, there's a lot of decisions, right, and discussion to be made on what that experience is going to be in the end. It isn't as simple as buy the product, flip the switch, and you're done. You know, they're very based upon the tools that are at play in your environment and then how you choose to integrate it.
And can you tailor it to the institution? Can it mirror the to as close as possible to the experience that the individual would see if they were physically on campus, in terms of, you know, the colors, the feel of how things go,
sure,
in terms of the smoothness?
Yeah, sure. Especially from a branding perspective, right? I mean, that's the marketing folks and anybody on the institution. I mean, it's an exciting piece because you get to tie it all together with your logos and look and feel and help with student engagement, right? I mean, if you can, a lot of times you have this challenge where you might have access to all these different tools, but if the highway and the method to reaching them isn't clear, right, you're leaving a lot of value on the table because people just aren't using them. So sometimes if you can get people into the front door, right, of your portal, you can then expose experiences and services that you happen to offer. You can expose those to students in a way that they can might be more prone to consume and then have a better relationship with your institution, potentially lead to, you know, better retention, recruitment, et cetera, because their experience, their digital experience with you as a provider, right, tends to be a more positive one because you've really maximized the delivery of all the stuff you've invested in, maybe separately, and you've packaged it in a way that is more easily consumed. If that answers what you're
And is it two ways? Can you also communicate with that student? Can you remind them that registration is coming up? Can you share with them that you've got the comedian coming next month? Could you tell them that there's an outbreak of COVID, for example, that they need to pay attention to? Is that not a possibility through those apps?
No, yeah, good use cases. So yeah, it'll depend on the product you choose and, you know, how you end up implementing it. But the short answer is yes, right? And so it really, again, I think tie in a consistent theme to our other conversations about kind of consumerization and the expectations that we have the same experience when interacting with, a higher ed institution that we're paying a lot of money to. We want to have the same kind of quality of experience that we have with all the other services that we subscribe to for movies or financial services or, you know, buying stuff off of Amazon. We're taking all of those experiences and wanting to have the notifications and the reminders and communication pathways with somebody we're, you know, throwing, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars at. So, yep, 100% the tools can do that. And then you just have to you know, wield them in ways that are valuable. Typically, you might already have some other mass notification type tools or methods you're communicating. This just gives you another channel that might be more likely to be received if you have an app for that, right?
Got it. Well, John, I it's not like I never had an appreciation for what the IT services do at colleges, but this is more enlightenment and taking me into the world of how you make us successful. Because yes, the number one job of a school is teaching and learning being number one. Teaching is the way we get the learning to happen, but we cannot do it without technology, and technology is no longer a chalkboard. The technology is, you know, what you do, which is behind the scenes that make us successful. So thank you for the time you spent with us. I really appreciate it. Thank you for enlightening me. I'm pretty sure that hundreds of others have been enlightened because of that. Again, that was John Mercer, CIO at Williston State College. A person that I learn every day from talking to and brings a layer of understanding of both the education and the educational needs in every day, and takes the institution that I proudly work for to the next level. John, thank you. Folks, thank you for joining us. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, but also here on YouTube. Don't forget, there's a bell. And like and share. And do send us your comments. We'd like to hear from you. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.